morning and welcome to ASI's radio show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and we are talking to you live this morning from ASI New York, the Big Apple.
Yay!
If you're listening to the show via the internet, feel free to call us anytime at 212-624-8074. Joining me on the stage is ASI's Andy Cohn, editor of Counselor magazine and a native New Yorker. How many native New Yorkers are there?
There's not many of us.
Well, we're glad to have you here.
All right.
We have Michelle Bell, editor of Supplier Global Resource. Michelle, how are you this morning?
I'm doing just super.
Thanks for getting up early to join us.
It's a struggle.
We have a special guest this morning, Tim Andrews, president and CEO of ASI.
Good morning, Melinda.
How are you doing?
We're great.
Feeling excited about the show today,
I am pumped for the show.
That's
stoked.
Great. We have in working the audience today our newest editor, Dave Vagnoni. How are you?
And I'm well, working the crowd, ready to play some basketball. Are you going to come out and shoot, Melinda?
You know what? I think I'm going to leave that to the pros.
You're from Nebraska, though. You know, they're from Nebraska.
I am from Nebraska. That's helpful. Dave, what do you think of the industry? You've been in here about 5 months now.
I think it's a great industry, ready to have a great time here in New York. Crowd's excited. We're here.
Fantastic. On the phone, we have everybody's favorite managing editor, Joe Haley, who's roaming the show floor and will be interviewing suppliers this morning. Joe, tell us what's on tap for today's show.
You got it, Melinda. Let me get to that lickety-split. First, we have David Blaze. He's going to be stopping by talking about how to survive 09, and he's going to take questions from the audience. Tim Andrews is with us today, and he's beaten down this economy. He's going to tell you how he did it. Andy and Michelle are going to battle in a point-counterpoint. Melinda, you have a game show for us today, I hear.
I do, and there's going to be some big prizes.
In recognition of March Madness, we're going to shoot some hoops. Andy will give us a preview of tomorrow's keynote speaker, but first he has the industry news. Andy.
Thank you, Joe. Education was the name of the game for the industry yesterday as the ASI show in New York City kicked off. Distributors learned from both experts and their peers during a full slate of education sessions. Of special interest was the day-long new distributor track, which taught some of the newest members of the industry the best ways to succeed in the market. Plus, distributors in New York are obviously a technologically inclined bunch. The internet marketing track at ASI New York Education Day included an interactive and enthusiastic group ready to figure out how to ramp up their businesses online. Check out Promogram later today for a full report from Education Day. And we have one piece of industry merger news this morning. Full Board Promotional Products and Corporate Image Apparel announced that they have merged the two companies. The two Central Florida distributors will now both operate under the name of Logo HQ and be based in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Fantastic. Thank you, Andy.
You got it.
Well, we have a treat for you here this morning. We have industry 20-year pro David Blaze here. He always cringes when I say 20 years. David, we're still in a little bit of an uncertain economy, so we would like some tips from you today on how distributors can really do well this year.
Well, there are a number of things that we can do. I mean, first thing is looking at who we're targeting and which types of accounts we're going after. It's really important to remember that regardless of what's going on in the economy, our job is to find the buyer. And what some people do in an economy like this is they talk about how people aren't buying or how it's difficult to find people who are buying. Yeah, well, that's fine. Your job is still to find the buyer. And regardless of what's going on in the economy, there are always people who are out there who are buying. And so it may take a little longer to find them. You may have to go through a lot more non-buyers to get them. But ultimately, you keep in mind that your job is to find the buyer. You keep going after it. You find, you recommend solutions that are designed to help them to accomplish their goals, and they're going to be a lot more likely to come through for you.
Find the buyer. Also, I'm sure the distributors are getting a lot more objections these days. Any tips for handling those types of objections, like I don't have the money, for instance?
Yeah, there are a lot of people who will tell you that they don't have the money, and that's absolutely true. They don't have the money for things they don't want. And so the main thing that we have to do is we have to determine what is it that they actually want? What are they trying to accomplish in this economy? And if you can get to that, if they can tell you, here's what I really need to accomplish, then at that point it's our objective to connect the dots between what they're looking for and promotional items. And the quicker we can connect the dots between the ad specialty item and the result they're looking for, the sooner they're going to be likely to buy it.
Great tips. Anyone have any questions for David Blaze before we let him go today?
Just raise your hand. I'll come find you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, David. And we'll see more sessions from you today. Take care. Well, as I said, ASI's CEO and President Tim Andrews had his very own promotion last week, which was very successful. Tim, why don't you tell us about it?
Absolutely. You know, a couple of weeks ago, some friends and I decided we were finished with the recession and we weren't going to just sort of let it weigh on us. So we as one of my friends said, you know, we can either all sit in the corner and suck our thumb and rock back and forth, or we can actually do something about it. So we had a big party last Saturday at my house. About 60 people came, and we called it the end of the recession. We declared the end of the recession. We figured the government is always late telling you when it starts, and they're always late telling you when it ended. So we decided we may as well take a guess and say that it
jump
was over, too.
And I understand.
I don't think we jumped the gun, Andy. I think we're right on target.
I jumped the gun on their announcement.
Okay, on their announcement. Yeah. Okay.
I understand you even had a logo. What did
we
the logo say?
We did a logo that said, recession calls it quits. We put it on about a half dozen products. We had a gift bag. We had some wine glasses that everyone was, you know, drinking out of, and we just had a great time.
I saw you even had a recession calls it quits stress ball in the office.
Yep, we had a stress ball. We got some photos I think going to post on my blog. I did a little blog post. It's going to be up in the next couple days. I think distributors should really go out to their key clients and prospects and say, hey, you know what? You need to go out after your customers, and you need to declare the end of the recession and bring people in and have a party and really entertain people, because I think that if we, you know, sort of cry in our soup, you know, we won't get out of this. And what we have to do is focus on who is buying. As David said, you know, there's people out there that are buying. You know, their desires may be different than they were. You know, that store that used to not, you know, need to bring people into the store, maybe now they need to do something that's a traffic builder. So rather than maybe a free with purchase kind of gift, maybe they now need a traffic builder. So I think every customer that you've ever called on, their business is different today than it was 2 months ago. You need to go out there and ask them what's different, what are their goals for this year, and how do you solve those problems? Because we may think we know a client well. We don't know anything about a client because their business is different today than it was 2 months ago. I'll guarantee it.
Well, that's a fabulous idea. And I think it's something positive that people can do right
Absolutely.
Now in this economy.
So I think that, the attitude, just the attitude change would help everybody as far as their approach to their clients.
Well, thanks very much, Tim. We're going to check in with Joe Haley, who's on the trade show floor. Joe, what are you doing?
Melinda, I'm at booth 1428, Custom HBC, and I'm here with Mark, and Mark wants to tell everyone out there what his favorite hotspot is in New York City.
All right, let's hear it.
It's the Craft Bar.
Craft Bar. Where's that located?
It's Broadway and 18th.
And why is that your favorite hotspot?
Oh, I was there Saturday night. I'm recommending it.
Well, Tim Anders is shaking his head, so that's a good
sign. It's a great place.
I'm sorry?
Good choice. This is Tim. It's a great place.
Fantastic. Well, maybe we'll see you there tonight, Mark.
Okay, thanks a lot. We'll see you too.
We're going to pause for a message from one of our show's sponsors. When we return, Andy and Michelle are going to duke it out.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by iPromoteU. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with iPromoteU today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. iPromoteU, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@iPromoteU.com. And get ready for Dunkfest 2009 as the promotional products industry celebrates March Madness, a fun and friendly competition for the entire promotional products industry involving the men's NCAA basketball tournament. Watch your emails for more information. Dunkfest is presented by iPromoteU and sponsored by ASI, Bodekin Roads, and Norwood.
Welcome back to ASI's radio show, coming to you live this morning from Big Apple. From the Big Apple, give us a call at 212-624-8074, and we will put you on the air. All right, guys, we're hearing a lot about green products these days. Is this just a fad, or is it a trend that has staying power? Andy and Michelle both have different views on this topic, so we're going to ask them to go at it a little bit and see who we think is right. Michelle, why don't you start?
I think the green movement is a good thing. I don't think it has staying power right now because of the economic climate. I think that green products tend to be a little bit more expensive, and I think that, you know, while maybe in the future, you know, they'll be around and be, you know, a viable selling tool, I don't think so now. I think they're a little bit too expensive and not nearly fashionable enough. I'm waiting for the fashion to kick in.
Now, Andy is
but
shaking
your point,
his head.
Your point about the future is exactly the argument that says it does have staying power. The whole point is that companies are ingreening their processes. They're looking at ways to help the environment just through their own everyday business. I mean, even Walmart, when a company the size of Walmart tells all of its suppliers that they have to green the offerings that they give to Walmart and their customers, then you know it's becoming something that everybody's jumping on. I mean, I even have new light bulbs in my house.
Wow.
Everybody's going on the green movement.
I'd like to see the products get a little bit more stylish and a little bit more upscale and retail looking, and I'd like to see the prices come more in line with regular products that aren't green.
I would think that would happen in time. Certainly price is a factor for today, right now, but does it have staying power? I think yes.
But do you think it's going to be? But do you think it's going to be something we're going to talk about? You know, is it going to be so endemic to everything we're doing that it won't be a competitive advantage anymore?
When's
that going to happen?
I think the saturation point's coming.
All right, so let's see who's right. Who agrees with Michelle Bell? Green products have not.
All right, audience, I need to hear you. Michelle Bell, green products.
Boo.
A down. No response.
No one's clapping. Oh, I heard
okay.
One clap.
I'm clapping for Michelle, because the alternative would be clapping for Andy. Okay,
yay.
So I can't tell who. All right, let's have one more vote. Yay for Michelle. Okay, or yay
thank
for
you.
Andy. Boo.
Yay.
Wow.
All right, yep. Michelle won.
Well, thank
that's
you.
A little negative about green products. All right, well, it's time here, to give some whole cold, hard cash out to the audience. Anyone want to win some cash and prizes today?
Why is it cold and hard?
Oh, someone's raising his hand.
We have some contestants.
Just an expression. I really don't know. All right, here's the deal. First of all, our editors are going to hand out a button with one of our pictures on it. And if the editor whose button you're wearing spots you on the trade show floor today or tomorrow, they're going to give you some cash. So everyone's going to want to get their buttons from one of our editors right now. And we also need three contestants to play our game show. Dave, do you have some contestants?
Yes,
for us?
We have some contestants right here. We're going to go down the line one at a time.
All right.
This is Jane, right, Jane? Jane, where are you from? What's your company?
Tri-State Promotions, New Rochelle, New York.
Nice to have you here. You're our first contestant. Ma'am?
Alice, Albrecht & Company, Milford, Ohio.
Good to have you here as well. And which one of you guys is playing? Is this a team effort? Okay. Ma'am, your name, where you're from, and your company.
Carolyn Betts, I am from QuakerTown, and I am for CJ Betts Graphics.
Nice to have you all here. Some great questions we have, and the winner gets a prize, correct?
The winner gets a prize. Okay. Here's how it works. Tim's going to ask the question. If you know the answer, shout out ASI. He'll call on you, and then you'll give your response.
Make sure
so
to
you
shout
have
out
to
ASI.
Shout out ASI first. We don't have buzzers. ASI, okay? That's the trick.
All right. Take it away,
here
Tim.
Here we go. First question. How big, in terms of revenue, was the ad specialty industry last year?
It's multiple choice. Multiple choice.
It's multiple choice. A, $16.7 billion. B, $12 billion. C, $20 billion.
Okay, we have an ASI. Jane?
$20 billion.
$20
exactly
billion is correct.
Correct.
Very good. Jane won. Nice work, Jane.
One point for Jane.
Second question. Which of these musicals is not on Broadway right now?
This is tricky.
A, Little Mermaid. B, Spamalot. C, Hannah Montana Live. Not on Broadway.
ASI, Jane is trying again.
Hannah Montana Live.
You're exactly correct.
Very good. How many questions do we have, Tim?
Starting
we've got
to be a runaway.
Eight questions.
Eight. Okay, so 2 points for Jane.
Somebody's
you guys need to come up.
Here.
Let's go. Still
what's
have
the,
time.
What's the biggest single market for ad specialties? A, education. B, adult entertainment. C, insurance.
ASI, coming down.
B.
B, adult entertainment is not correct.
Oh, we're so sorry. Anybody else? ASI, here comes Jane once again trying to win the game.
Education.
Jane is exactly correct.
She is monopolizing.
3 out of 8.
She is dominating.
Good for you, Jane.
Where is ASI, the company, located? A, Sioux City, Iowa. B, Trevose, Pennsylvania. C, Bangor, Maine.
ASI. Jane?
Trevose.
Yes.
That's correct.
Close enough.
Trevose,
Pennsylvania.
Close enough.
Yes. It's okay. So 4 for Jane. You guys
four
come
up. Somebody's
maybe
gonna,
if I come down here, I'll give you some karma.
I'm going to
go hang out down this end.
I think Jane's going to lose her voice here. Okay. What popular TV show is based in New York City? A, Law and Order. B, Malcolm in the Middle. C, SpongeBob SquarePants.
ASI?
A.
A, Law and
correct.
Order.
Law and Order. Very nice. Good work. Okay, so 4-1. Here we go.
What's the number
Alice,
one...
Alice, still time for you.
What's the number one selling apparel item in the industry? A, thong underwear. B, hats. C, t-shirts.
ASI, Alice?
T-shirts.
Exactly right.
Very nice work, Alice.
Which of the following is not one of the boroughs of New York City?
Not.
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 A, Queens. B, Newark. C, the Bronx.
Oh, that was close. I'm not sure about that.
I think I heard Alice.
Okay, Alice.
Newark.
Newark
that's
is correct.
Exactly
yes.
Correct.
Come back. The comeback trail.
What's
so we
the
have
tally?
So we have Jane with 4, Alice with 2, and 2 for Carolyn. Yes?
Sure, why not?
Yes, Carolyn, there we go. Two.
We unfortunately have only one more
question. It's hard for me to do math this early.
We have
yes,
one more question.
That totals so. Perfectly.
Finish the line of this Frank Sinatra song. Start spreading the news.
Dun, 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 dun.
Alice.
Start spreading the news.
Oh, he's singing. I'm leaving today.
You got it.
Got it. Very nice work.
Congratulations.
Well, I think we have
still have Jane with the victory. But a good comeback by Alice, and Carolyn, good work by you as well. So, Jane, how does it feel to win the ASI Trivia Contest here in New York? What are your emotions right now?
Fantastic, and I love these guys, and I subscribe to their feed, and it's so great to see them in person. Thanks,
you're saying the contest was rigged because you subscribed to them.
Hey, we didn't
thank
give
you for playing.
Away.
We'll get you a prize. That's right. Okay, hang out. Oh, we got some prizes. Step on up.
Here we go, and these are from Diamond Cosmetics.
Thank you guys as well.
Thank you so much, and have a great
thanks,
show.
Jane.
Thank you guys for playing.
Fantastic. We're going to pause for another one of our show sponsors, and we will be back in a minute to check in with Joe Haley.
Savvy distributors know that there's no better way to promote their clients' brand continuity than with the power of full-color promotions. So stop by booth 312, right to my right, for all of your full-color ideas. Worldwide is the industry's full-color expert with over 100 unique items from drinkware to mouse pads. They have expanded their line for 09 with new innovative fabric items like microfiber phone bags and neoprene laptop cases in all glorious full color. See Vice President of Sales and all-around swanky guy, Steve Rohn, to find out how to get a free spec sample that will take your client's brand and your sales to the next level.
Welcome back to ASI's radio show, coming to you live from New York City. In a minute, we're going to play a little basketball, but first we're going to check in with Managing Editor Joe Haley. Joe, what are you doing?
Well, Melinda, I am at booth 730, that's Winbrella, and if anyone has ever been to a Supplier Secret, they know the Umbrella Dude. The Umbrella Dude is here, and he is going to tell us what his favorite New York hotspot is.
Tell us, Bob.
My favorite New York hotspot, if you want steak, is no other place but Peter Luger's.
But wow, you got to bring cash.
It's okay. Cash is good. Well, you can all take their credit cards. It's the best place in the world. So well, come by my booth at 7:30.
And you're going to take all the editors there tonight, is that right?
I'm sorry?
You're going to take us all there tonight, right, Bob? Anybody who comes by your booth today?
Anybody who comes by our booth, we'll take them by the bus.
Dinner at Peter Luger's. Great. Tim Andrews, what's your favorite New York hotspot?
My hotspot today is going to be the aisle 200-300 right through the Advantages Showcase. So as soon as the show opens up, I think everyone should fly right down the 200-300. That's my favorite hotspot this morning.
Nice.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
We're definitely going to check that out. Okay, guys, we are in March Madness season, which means we're going to play a little basketball. Andy, tell us what's going to happen here.
So I think we have three contestants.
We have three contestants, that's correct.
They get five shots apiece, and the most shots you can make out of five is the winner.
And the tiebreaker is I blindfold you. Okay.
Excellent.
So someone needs to win in the first round.
I can't wait to see the blindfold.
Matt is here to retrieve the basketballs. And the Big East tournament this week. So.
Matt's a ball boy?
Okay. We have three contestants.
Interesting.
Step on up one at a time. First off, we have, sir, what's your name?
Jeffrey Klein.
And Jeff, where are you from?
New Jersey.
And your company is?
East 7th Street.
How are your basketball skills?
Decent.
Okay, decent. Oh. All right, next up is Will, I believe, right? Will, you're from Raleigh?
Correct.
And your company?
PSA Designs.
Nice to have you here. You're in the heart of basketball country. And sir, your name?
Michael.
Company?
Franklin Printing.
And you're from?
Brooklyn.
Okay, Brooklyn, New York. All right. So again, five foul shots each. Okay. Here we go. Stand behind the line, please.
Oh, you got your foot on the
line. You can't have your foot. There we go.
Watch it. Watch
it. You've got to enforce the rules here.
Okay.
And I will not make fun of you if you airball it.
Oh! Yeah, he made it.
He said decent, one for one. Will shaking his head like, all right, we got a game now. It's on. Oh.
That was in and out.
That was close. So one out of two. He's shooting a Shaq percentage, 50%.
Ooh.
That was an air ball. Air ball. One out of three. Great sound effect, Steve. Thanks. Okay, so Jeff is one out of three. He's got two more to go. He's got the knee bend. Oh,
no good.
Back rim. Back
no
rim.
Good.
And off to the right.
You started off really good.
It was a good start, though. The pressure got to you. It's okay. One out of five. You still might be in the running.
We
although
do have
Will,
a t-shirt.
Will might be
contest.
A ringer.
Will looks ready.
Well, you know, that's kind of the inside story here. First one is up, and front rim. Kind of looked like a New York Knicks shot at the foul line. Front rim brick. Okay.
Okay, that was
0 for 1. That was got the knee bend off to the left. It's okay.
He looked very confident when he stepped up
there. The form is pretty good.
Yeah.
I think you may want to back away from the line for
focus.
A second.
I think it's Michelle's button on him. It's weighing him down.
I thought that was North Carolina boys.
Is that what it is about Michelle?
It's actually Joe's button.
Front rim, 0 for 3. Okay, so Jeff's Matt, hanging in there. Jeff, don't leave yet. Got to fix the equipment. Equipment malfunction.
Oh.
We got one more to go.
One more chance.
It's a struggle here at the free throw
line. This is a hard contest. We knew it would be. It's like trying to win at a carnival.
Ooh.
That was bottom of the net. Okay.
Perfect.
And we got our Brooklyn contestant.
We could have a tie.
So we might have to go for the blind. Get the blindfold ready.
Oh, this guy, though. This guy's got it. Look at this.
Lefty.
Oh.
Mm-mm. 0 for 1. Knock it in.
A little flat with the shot. Maybe a little more air under it. 0 for 2.
This one's going.
So far, one is winning. One is leading. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Banking probably is the way to go with this contest.
Here it is. This is going to be the winning native shot right here.
And there it is. We have a winner. Congratulations, sir. He didn't even need the other ones. Congratulations. No. So how does it feel to win? And where did you get that form from? Long hours on the court.
I used to be a kid.
The streets of Brooklyn.
A couple years ago. Congratulations.
Hey, Dave, we also have consolation prizes
for
all the participants.
Oh, we do? Well, let's hear the consolation. Oh, here we go.
We have Slam Dunk.
I can model one.
Slam Dunk t-shirts, courtesy of I Promote You, that has a big slam Dunk Fest during March Madness. And, of course, we have a big prize for our winner over here, which is Birdie
Ball. And the winner
ball.
Is?
A Birdie Ball.
Excellent. Can I hand this out, please?
These are great. Yeah, these are great
Birdie
for
balls. Where's our
Melinda,
sir,
your
congratulations.
Your daughter's
you guys
Birdie.
Hang out because we have consolation prizes for you as well. Thanks for playing. How about a big round of applause for our winner? All right. Congratulations.
Thanks, Dave. We're going to pause for a message from another show sponsor, and when we return, we're going to talk about tomorrow's keynote speaker.
Golden Pacific, now shipping from New Jersey and California, is offering free ground shipping on all closeouts. That's right, free ground shipping on all closeouts. Stop by booth number 412 right behind us for more information about Golden Pacific's free ground shipping.
Welcome back to ASI's radio show, coming to you live from the Big Apple. Tomorrow we are going to have a must-see keynoter at the show, Mary Lou Quinlan, who has been called the Oprah of Madison Avenue. Andy got to have an exclusive interview with Mary Lou last week. Andy, what are some tips that Mary Lou gave you toward being a successful entrepreneur?
Yeah, I talked to Mary Lou last week, and she has some great tips. Two tips. One on marketing to women. She's got a couple books on how to market to women. A couple things that she talks about with that when you're dealing with female buyers is paying attention to details and making sure that you're targeting the messages clearly. So knowing what their wants are important. And pay attention to all details on invoices and orders and everything that you communicate with women buyers. The other factor that you talked about is entrepreneurial success. She really harps on the idea of careful growth and the importance of planning out, you know, exactly what types of clients you're going to have and, you know, what you're willing to accept as far as taking on for clients and money that you'll front. As an entrepreneur, you don't want to get caught into too much quick growth that can put you in trouble. So that's a lot of what her advice is around, and I'm sure she'll talk about that tomorrow morning.
Fantastic. Thanks. Be sure not to miss Mary Lou Quinlan tomorrow morning at 8:30. Now for you early risers out there, Tim Andrews will be hosting a free early riser breakfast starting at 7:45, and you are going to put an industry member in the hot seat, is that
absolutely, right? Absolutely. This is my third one of these, and I pick someone that's a little bit of a surprise and put them on the hot seat, ask them some questions, spend 20 minutes, take questions from the audience. It's all unrehearsed.
Can you give us a hint?
No hints. I don't
no
do hints.
Hints. Come on.
No hints. Don't give hints.
Nothing.
Is it somebody cute? Is it a cute boy?
Oh, for God's sake, Michelle.
Well,
would you just,
to find
would you just
out
get
who
off
it is.
It?
Settle down, all right?
Check out Tim's breakfast at 7:45 tomorrow. We are going to pause for another message from a show sponsor. When we return, we're going to check back in with Joe Haley. Joe Haley.
I am at booth 435, one of our other sponsors, Cliff Booty of Labels and Scales International. He has the President of the United States here, and he also has the Secretary of State for people to come down and get their pictures taken with them, but he's going to talk to you.
Yes, hello.
Hey there.
Hi. We just wanted to say that we have a,
unlike the president's stimulus package, we have a guarantee on our stimulus package, 10 to 15% savings and free shipping always. So we're anxious for people to come and save money.
Fantastic. So what's your booth number?
It's booth number is 435.
All
right. So we're right down the main aisle there.
Fantastic. Well, I'm sure people will check it out on the show floor today. Thanks very much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Well, we're all out of time today. Thanks for listening to ASI Radio live from New York. We hope you have a fantastic day on the trade show floor. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning, same time. As a wrap-up, I'd like to introduce Paul Kent from ASI to say a few words.
Where is
All right. Well, Paul is not here, so have a great day, everyone.
Remember those buttons, everybody, right? Get some cold, hard cash. I'm going to get some right now.